Chapter 4. Foul is Fair. Detention Cell 4, Police Plaza, Haven City, The Lower Elements. Artemis woke in the LEP interrogation room. He could have been in any police interview room in the world. Same uncomfortable furniture, same old routine. Root jumped right in.
Okay, Foul, start talking.
Artemis took a moment to get his bearings. Holly and Root were facing him across a low, plastic-topped table. A high-watt bulb shone directly into his face.
Really, Commander, is this it? I expected more.
Oh, there's more. Just not for criminals like you.
Artemis noted that his hands were shackled to the chair.
You're not still upset about last year, are you? After all, I won. That is supposed to be that, according to your own book.
Root leaned forward until the tip of his cigar was centimeters from Artemis's nose.
This is an entirely different case, Mudboy. So don't give me the innocent act.
Artemis was unperturbed. Which one are you? Good cop or bad cop? Root laughed heartily, the tip of his cigar drawing patterns in the air.
Good cop, bad cop. Hate to tell you this, Dorothy, but you ain't in Kansas anymore.
The commander loved quoting The Wizard of Oz. Three of his cousins were in the movie. A figure emerged from the shadows. It had a tail, four legs, two arms, and was holding what looked like a pair of common kitchen plungers.
Okay, my boy, said the figure. Just relax, and this might not hurt too much.
Foley attached the suction cups to Artemis's eyes, and the boy immediately fell unconscious.
The sedative is in the rubber seals, explained the centaur. Gets in through the pores, they never see it coming. Tell me I'm not the cleverest individual in the universe.
Oh, I don't know, said Root innocently. That pixie cowboy is one pretty sharp female.
Foley stamped a hoof angrily.
Cowboy? Cowboy? Those wings of hers are ridiculous. If you ask me, we're using far too much cowboy technology these days. It's not good to let any one company have all the LEP's business.
Unless it's yours, of course.
I'm serious, Julius. I know Opal Cowboy from my days at university. She's not stable. There are cowboy chips in all the new neutrinos. If those labs go under, all we'd have left are the DNA cannons in Police Plaza and a few cases of electric stun guns.
Root snorted.
Cowboy just upgraded every gun and vehicle in the force. Three times the power, half the heat emission. Better than the last statistics from your lab, Foley.
Foley threaded a set of fiber optic cables back to the computer.
Yeah, well, maybe if the council would give me a decent budget.
Quit your moaning, Foley. I saw the budget for this machine. Better do more than unblock the drains.
Foley flicked his tail, highly offended.
This is a RET imager. I'm considering going private with this baby.
And it does what, exactly?
Foley activated a plasma screen on the holding cell wall.
You see these dark circles? These are the human's retinas. Every image leaves a tiny etching, like a photo negative. We can feed whatever pictures we want into the computer and search for matches.
Root didn't exactly fall to his knees in awe.
Isn't that handy?
Yeah, well, it is, actually.
Observe. Foley called up an image of a goblin, cross-referencing it with the RET imager's database. For every matching point we get a hit. About 200 hits is normal. General shape of the head, features, and so on.
Anything significantly above that, and he's seen that goblin before.
186 flashed up on the screen.
Negative on the goblin. Let's try a soft nose.
Again, the count was under 200.
Another negative.
Sorry, Captain, but Master Fowl here is innocent.
He's never even seen a goblin, much less traded with the Bois Kell.
They could have mind-wiped him.
Foley removed the seals from Artemis's eyes.
That's the beauty of this, baby. Mind-wipes don't work.
The RET imager operates on actual physical evidence. You'd have to scrub the retinas.
Anything on the human's computer?
Plenty, replied Foley, but nothing incriminating. Not a single mention of goblins or batteries.
Root scratched his square jaw. What about the big one? He could have been the go-between.
Did him already with the RET imager. Nothing. Face it, the LEP have pulled in the wrong mudmen. Wipe them and send them home.
Holly nodded.
The commander didn't.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking.
About what? Asked Holly. The sooner we get Artemis Fowl's nose out of our business, the better.
Maybe not. Since they're already here.
Holly's jaw dropped.
Commander, you don't know Fowl like I do. Give him half a chance and he'll be a bigger problem than the goblins.
And maybe he could help us with our Mudman problem.
I have to object, Commander. These humans are not to be trusted.
Root's face would have glowed in the dark.
Do you think I like this, Captain? Do you think I relish the idea of crawling to this mud boy? I do not. I would rather swallow live stinkworms than ask Artemis Fowl for help. But someone is powering the Boakel's arms, and I need to find out who. So get with the program, Holly. There's more at stake here than your little vendetta.
Holly bit her tongue. She couldn't oppose the Commander, not after all he'd done for her. But asking Artemis Fowl for help was the wrong course of action, whatever the situation. She didn't doubt for a minute that the human would have a solution to their problem. But at what cost?
Root drew a deep breath.
Okay, Foley, bring him round. And fit him with a translator.
Speaking Mudman gives me a headache. Artemis massaged the puffy skin beneath his eyes.
Sedative in the seals, he said, glancing at Foley. Microneedles.
The centaur was impressed.
You're pretty sharp for a mud boy.
Artemis touched the crescent-shaped nodule fixed above his ear.
Translator.
Foley nodded at the commander. Speaking in tongues gives some people a headache. Artemis straightened his school tie.
I see. Now, how can I be of service?
Oh, what makes you think we need help from you, human?
Growled Root around the butt of his cigar. The boy smirked.
I have a feeling, Commander, that if you did not need something from me, I would be regaining consciousness in my own bed with absolutely no memory of our encounter.
Foley hid his grin behind a hairy hand.
You're lucky you're not waking up in a cell, said Holly.
Still bitter, Captain Short. Can't we wipe the slate clean?
Holly's glare was all the answer he needed.
Artemis sighed. Very well, I shall guess. There are humans trading with the lower elements, and you need Butler to track these merchants down. Close enough?
The fairies were silent for a moment. Hearing it from Fowl suddenly brought the reality home to them.
Close enough, admitted Root. Okay, Foley, bring the mud boy up to speed.
The consultant loaded a file from the LEP central server. A series of network news clips flashed up on the plasma screen. The reporter was a middle-aged elf with a quiff the size of a Honolulu roller.
Downtown Haven, crooned the reporter. Another contraband seizure by the LEP. Hollywood laser discs with an estimated street value of 500 gold grams. The Boakel Goblin Triad is suspected.
It gets worse, said Root grimly.
Artemis smiled.
There's worse.
The reporter appeared again. This time flames billowed from the windows of a warehouse behind him. His quiff looked a bit crispy.
Tonight, the Boakel has staked its claim to the East Bank by torching a warehouse used by Cowboy Laboratories. Apparently, the pixie with the golden touch refused to pay the Triad's protection fee.
The flames were replaced by another news bite, this time featuring an angry mob.
Controversy today outside Police Plaza as the public protest at the LEP's failure to deal with the goblin problem. Many ancient houses have been put out of business by the Boakel's racketeering. Most heavily targeted has been Cowboy Laboratories, which has suffered 6 counts of sabotage in the last month alone.
Foley froze the image. The public did not look happy.
The thing you have to understand, Fowl, is that goblins are dumb. I'm not insulting them. It's scientifically proven. Brains no bigger than rats.
Artemis nodded.
So who's organizing them?
Root ground out his cigar.
We don't know, but it's getting worse. The Boakel has graduated from petty crime to an all-out war on the police. Last night, we intercepted a delivery of batteries from the surface. These batteries are being used to power outlawed soft-nosed laser weapons.
And Captain Short thought I might be the mudman on the other end of the deal.
Can you blame me? Muttered Holly. Artemis ignored the comment.
How do you know the goblins aren't just ripping off wholesalers? After all, batteries are rarely under guard.
Foley chuckled.
No, I don't think you understand just how stupid goblins are. Let me give you an example. One of the Boakel generals, and this is their top fairy, was caught trying to pass off forged credit slips by signing his own name. No, whoever is behind this would need a human contact to make sure the deals weren't fouled up.
So you'd like me to find out who this human contact is, said Artemis. And more importantly, how much he knows.
As he spoke, Artemis's mind was racing. He could work this entire situation to his advantage. The people's powers will be valuable aces to hold in a negotiation with mobsters. The seeds of a plan began to sprout in his brain.
Root nodded reluctantly. That's it. I can't risk putting LEP recon agents above ground. Who knows what technology goblins have traded? I could be walking my men into a trap. As humans, you could both blend in.
Butler, blend in? Said Artemis, smiling. I doubt it. At least he doesn't have four legs and a tail, observed Foley. A point taken. But there's no doubt that if any man alive can track down your rogue trader, it's Butler. But here we go, thought Holly. Artemis Fowl does nothing for nothing.
But, prompted Root.
But if you want my help, I will require something in return.
What exactly? Said Root warily.
I need transport to Russia, replied Artemis. The Arctic Circle, to be precise. And I need help with a rescue attempt.
Root frowned. Northern Russia is not good for us. We can't shield there because of the radiation.
Those are my conditions, said Artemis. The man I intend to rescue is my father. For all I know, it's already too late, so I really don't have time to negotiate. The Mud Boy sounded sincere. Even Holly's heart softened for a moment. But you never knew with Artemis Fowl. This could all be part of yet another scheme. Root made an executive decision.
Deal,
he said, holding out his hand. They shook. Fairy and human. A historic moment.
Good, said Root. Now, Foley, wake the big one and give that goblin shuttle a quick systems check.
What about me? Asked Polly. Back on stakeout duty. If Root had not been a commander, he probably would have cackled.
Oh no, Captain. You're the best shuttle pilot we have. You're going to Paris.